Here are some musical highlights from 1974 on Retro Album Rock. In 1974, Barry Manilow went off on his own. He soon came across an English single called Brandy. To avoid confusion with the Looking Glass hit of the same name, he changed the title to Mandy and released his own version in late 74. Within a few weeks, it was number one in a million seller. On Wednesday, January 30th, 1974, Bob Dylan made his first New York appearance in over 8 years at Madison Square Garden. A couple of weeks later, in the Big Apple, the New York rock club The Bottom Line opened. This 450-seat nightclub would become a showplace for the biggest names in rock and roll. Also in that year, Jefferson Airplane members Marty Balin, Grace Slick, and Paul Kantner formed a new group they would call the Jefferson Starship. Eric Clapton's number one version of Bob Marley's I Shot the Sheriff began to attract audiences to Marley's Jamaican reggae sound. Jay Giles member Peter Wolfe and actress Faye Dunaway were married in California that year. And George Harrison launched his own label, Dark Horse Records. He also began touring for the first time in many, many years. English group Led Zeppelin, along with their manager Peter Grant, formed a new label of their own called Swan Song Records. Up next on Retro Album Rock, local Nashville musician Jimmy Hall with his band Wet Willie.